blossom time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pour wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower I'll pile flowers from the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will roam the country o'er through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love, she won't come, I will surely find another to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go?
Cade Mila Falcha, welcome back to the Celtic Indie Podcast, episode number 3. I would like to apologize for my lack of episodes over the past month. I got back to working, and that took up a lot of my time, and some other things took up some time, so I'd like to apologize formally for my lack of recording these. I'd like now to introduce my new co-host, Mr. Thomas Hart.
Hi, how you doing?
So, Thomas, how long have you been listening to Celtic music, and how did you get into listening to Celtic music?
Well, I've been listening to Celtic music for about 3 years now. I was first introduced to Celtic music when I was flipping through the channels one night, kind of bored of what TV programs were out there, and came across the WFYI public broadcast channel, and the Celtic women were on, and I was just so entranced with their music. It was just unbelievable. I mean, it's actual music. It's not this crazy music you hear today on the radio.
Yeah, Celtic music has a way of bringing people in. That's one of the things I love about it, just the tempo and the style. Okay, so we are going to go into our first song break, and the first song will be The Mermaid from Bill Grogan's Goat. The second song will be Plaid to the Bone by Highland Rain. And then that last song will be Big Box Denny by the Elders.
Fly down below the lovely. Irish, Daddy is a Scot. I was born in America. Celtic I was taught. Alba and Erin are the two I love so best. St. Andrew and Patrick share my family crest. You can take me as I am, as I stand here all alone. I'm a Scot Irishman, I'm planted to the bone. You can take me as I am, as I stand there all alone. I'm a Scot Irishman, I'm planted to the bone. My body, I will bleed Irish green. Bagpipes and kilts, shamrocks in my hat. Best of both worlds, it's how I roll like that. You can take me as I am, as I stand here all alone. I'm a Scot Irishman, not planted to the bone. You can take me as I am, as I stand here all alone. Bone.
What was missing, and he knew what he was for.
Royal Diddy, he made some records with a swampy heart and soul. From the Delta of the Liffey, he would let those good times roll. Giving everything a nine stone man could give to the black and white. With his Irish squeeze box rock and roll, they packed in every night. Hey, Big Box Diddy, where'd you learn to play that thing? When the girls find out what you're all about, you're gonna make them dance and sing. Hey, Big Box Diddy, when you gonna come back home? Since the world found out what you're all about, they can't leave you alone. Hey, Big Box Diddy. Hey, Big Box Diddy. Hey, Big Box Diddy.
I made. First of all, the opening song was Wild Mountain Time by Mark Gunn from his album The Bridge. And then the Mermaid that we just listened to was from Second Wind by Bill Grogan's Go. And then after that was Platinum to the Bone by Highland Rain from Bedlam Boys. And then Big Box Denny from The Elders from American Wake. So let's go over some of this. Thomas, I'd like to get your thoughts on some of those songs and what you thought about them. So what did you think of The Mermaid by Bill Grogan's Goat?
The Mermaid song had a definite folk music style to it, but with an added twist of rock. And it was a very nice twist of rock. It wasn't, you know, some songs you get they try to alter the music and make it into a rock song and it just doesn't work. They did an excellent job of, you know, intermingling the two types of music together.
That's an interesting take. Personally, I love the song. I agree that it's got that little bit of folk and rock inspirations. So, nice idea on that. What did you think of Plaid to the Bone by Highland Rain?
Plaid to the Bone, it was very unique. Again, these are all new songs to me. Unlike the Celtic Women, you know, that I've listened over and over, and you've introduced me to a new type of Celtic music, and it's hard to describe, but other than he talks about his very proud heritage, and again, it's going to this Celtic music, and I don't want to repeat myself, but he has a very strong, a little bit more stronger rock creation into his folk music than the last one.
Okay. And again, I agree with that. Highland Rain is, they've got a lot of really rock-inspired Celtic music. So, that's just their type of music. And then what did you think of Big Box Denny by the Elders?
Big Box Denny. When I first heard the song Big Box Denny and you told me about the song, I thought Big Box Denny and the introduction to the song, it almost sounded like a song that would be a guy that was traveling, you know, by a train in a boxcar and singing some kind of old folk music, you know, the old hobo type music you'd hear on a TV show or movie. But it wasn't about a boxcar. I really don't know what it was about, but it was very interesting, and I liked it. It was very good.
Okay. I think most of that song is about the gentleman that they sing about finding out he can play this instrument. I'm not sure what the instrument is. They call it the big box. But finding out that he can play this instrument, and I think that's what that was about.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to go over a couple of upcoming shows. Every Tuesday, we have the Irish Jam Session at McGinley's Golden Ace End. And I believe that starts at 5 o'clock. I didn't put that down. That's at 2533 East Washington Street in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then every Friday night, we have a live music played at the Claw downtown Indianapolis. On December 2nd, Joe Conover is going to be playing at the Carrag in Chicago, Illinois at 9 p.m. Also on December 2nd is Aidan O'Toole at the Billy Doyle Irish Pub in Donners Grove, Illinois, and that starts at 5 p.m. And then we've got Gilderoy Byrne at the Blue River Cafe in Milltown, Indiana, and that starts at 8 p.m. Those are the ones I want to go over right now. So we're going to lead that into our second song break. The first song will be Give Me Your Hand by Emily Ann Thompson from the album of the same name. That'll lead on to the one on the right is On the Left by Mossy Moran from Hard Times. And then Sweet 16 by the Irish Heirs from their album Misery.
Once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group that sang traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability, folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Now the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right. The one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear, he was a Protestant. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage. But political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Now the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right. The one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear, he burned his driver's license. While the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands they were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously that night in the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously. They had a free-for-all. Now the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top. The one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy on his rear, he said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political convictions, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear, he got drafted.
Joy for me, and even though we've drifted far apart, I never dream but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I met you on village green. Come to me, for my dream of love is old. I love you as I love you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. I held your hand in mine, just like I did the day you were my bride. I kissed you as I did in old anxiety, as to the church we wandered side by side. I've never loved before, since first I met you on the village green. Come to me, for my dream of love is old. I love you as I love you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song break. So, Thomas, what did you think of Give Me Your Hand?
Well, it's a very nice ballad. You know, it's just a pleasant music to listen to. You could listen to that just about any time. You know, maybe you're having a nice dinner, you're having friends over, you want some music in the background. It's great music for just easy listening, or maybe you had a rough day at work like we did today, and you just want to put your head in the pillow and kind of drown out all the noise around you. It's a song that just kind of really relaxes you.
Yeah. And again, that's most Celtic music, the instrumental side of Celtic music. And then what did you think of the one on the right is on the left?
It was definitely comical. And just like any comical piece, there's a lot of truth to the message.
Yeah.
So, it was very humorous to listen to and done very well.
Okay, and then you said you didn't have a whole lot on the last one, so I'm not going to ask you about that one. Personally, that last one I really love, and I really enjoy the message, the love portion of that, and then, you know, that feeling of, you know, I want to go back to when we were getting married. I always go back to that moment in time, and I always go back to when we were 16. And so I love that song.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've fallen in love and had that intimate time with my significant other, so I've kind of lost touch of that side of myself. I didn't know how to comment on the song.
Okay. Now I'm going to go into a couple of plugs. Check out the Shamrock Club of Wisconsin, and that's at the shamrockclubwis.com. And if you put in /midwest.html, that's a rundown, a calendar of upcoming shows, including the ongoing shows like the one at Golden Ace End. Also check out Mark Gunn's Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com. And check out Celt in a Twist on iTunes. Just look up Celt in a Twist. I really enjoy those podcasts. That'll lead us into the next song break. We'll give you an interesting piece. An interesting note on these. These three are not local musicians like I normally play. Okay, the first one is going to be Freedom Costs by the Bedlam Bards and Mark Gunn from their album Firefly Drinking Songs. That's going to be followed up by Princess Royale from Thomas Doc Grover from his album Infernal Harp Racket. And then that's going to be followed up by some polkas and slides, a combination of both, from the Tea Merchants from their album of the same name. I hope you enjoy.
When you can't run, you walk. When you can't walk, you crawl. When you find someone to carry you, ain't your friend in the independent army and in the company of kin. Though your enemies are many, never fear their fierce attack. Just remember you're a round cook. You've got friends to watch your back. Freedom cause, freedom cause. You know your cause is righteous. You don't stop to count your loss. Something's smart, my friends. Let's at least do something. Madness, but love is what we found. Love's what keeps us in the air when we ought to run aground. Love will keep us sailing when it seems like we are through. Well, we might be banged up plenty, but with love we will fly through. Freedom.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back.
What's your opinion on Freedom Cost?
Freedom Cost? Man, that can go a whole lot of different directions, but, you know, the song was really talking about how, you know, our freedom is not free. It's a sacrifice of our love for our country that we take it for granted every day that our men and women, our brothers and sisters, our moms and dads are out there fighting and sacrificing their life for our freedom.
Okay, that song, like you said, goes in so many different ways. It was actually inspired by a TV show, which some of our listeners probably know, called Firefly. It was a space western, is the way they termed it, with Nathan Fillion. And they fought a war at the beginning of the show. They were in a war, and that was so. They and then he goes on, and they get controlled by a empire type thing. And so that song is a lot. To me, that song rings. I love the show. A lot of we're doing what we can for our freedoms, for the freedoms of everybody else as we go along through the space, people we meet. And then again, it also brings up that inspiration of our freedom, you know, freedom from the U.S. and those wars that we fight for that, because my uncle was a military serviceman. Okay, and what was your opinion on Princess Royale?
Princess Royale, well, again, it's another one of those ballads that's just fun to listen to. It's a little bit more, not so much the relaxing, like put you to sleep music, like the last ballad we had, but it's a fun ballad to listen to. But again, it's just one when you just want to drown out everything behind you and all the sounds around you and in life. It's just a good song to hear and kind of put your mind at ease.
Yeah. So again, like you said, another one of those nice little instrumental type music. And what did you think on the Pokals and Slides by the Tea Merchants?
It was fun to listen to. That's all I could say. It was fun to listen to.
Yeah, like I told you when we were listening to it, that's one of those songs, those things that makes you always want to get up and dance, do a little jig, get moving. Okay. That brings us to the end of the show. I would like to thank everybody for listening. Again, if you have any questions or comments or things we messed up in the pronunciation of, you know, just shoot us an email at celtic.indie.podcast@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on FeedBurner or Blogspot. So that brings us to our closing song. And our closing song is a jig for Sporting Patty from the Mickey Finns on their album, It's Not the Whiskey.
the finest horse I've ever seen. Stand 16 hours.